This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Will Lansing. How are you, Will?
Good. Good to be here.
And Will is the CEO of FICO. Now, probably everyone has heard of FICO. It's over 90% name recognition, founded in 1956. But what people really don't know is everyone says you're a credit scoring company, which is true, and you're at the center of that industry. You're really a predictive analytics and AI company.
True, and it's little known. So, yeah, we'd love to share that message with people.
Before we go there, though, let's talk about what everyone wants here. We have 600,000 listeners, tons of them CEOs. Credit scores, it hits everything. How do credit scores really work? What do people not know about them?
So I'll tell you how they work today, and I'll tell you about the innovation that's happening. So the idea is we want to predict whether a consumer is likely to repay a loan. That's the question we're trying to get the answer to. What is their propensity to repay debt? And what the score measures is how likely it is that someone will repay the debt. Now, if you wanted some single data set that had more predictive value than anything else for answering that question, what you would do is you say, well, you have credit cards. Do you pay those off? How's your behavior on credit card payments? And because if there were one thing, it's the one number one most predictive thing. If you paid your credit cards in the past, you'll pay them in the future. And so the credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, TransUnion, all get this data, the credit card payment data on consumers. They get it from the bank issuers, and they hold it. And then they apply our algorithm, our FICO score algorithm, to that data, and they compute a score, which is a propensity for a consumer to repay debt. Then that score is returned to the lenders who decide if they want to increase the credit line or make a loan, a mortgage, open a credit card line.
Okay, so you go through that process. It sounds like everything is built on the credit cards, but isn't it true if someone has a credit card, they have a huge balance, but they just pay a little bit each month, that they're still going to have a good credit score?
That's possible. So we look for indicia of good behavior. Mm-hmm. And so regular payments, timely payments, those are things that contribute to a better score. Things that hurt are things like going over your credit line, being late with payments, non-payment. I mean, it's the things you would expect.
Okay. Now, my understanding, though, is just reading in the paper that FICO has, it's a new formula, which is more based on cash flow analysis. So that's accurate, right?
Well, it is. That's the new Ultra FICO score that we are just coming to market with now.
And it's called the Ultra FICO score?
Ultra FICO score. So here's how that works. So historically, the FICO score has gone through multiple generations, and every few years we release a new and improved FICO score that the lenders standardize on. Today, that score is called FICO score 8, and that's what most of the lenders use. But all based on the single data set, the credit bureau trade line data. So the question is, you know, is there a way to improve on that? And so let's say you don't like your FICO score. Let's say you think it doesn't represent who you are. It doesn't reflect your credit worthiness. Well, I say come to ultrafico.com and tell us a little bit more about yourself. Maybe there's something we can learn, and maybe there's something we can do about your score. And on that basis, we produce an Ultra FICO score, same score range as a standard FICO score. And lenders are interested in that because now we can score populations we couldn't score before. People who are fixing their credit, people who've never had credit. I mean, there's a whole 53 million people who are not handled by the traditional FICO score who are now scored.
And you're basing that also more on things like how their savings accounts work. You're going deeper, correct?
Yes. So we've got a partnership with Experian on this and Finicity. And what we do is we ask the consumer, share with us some of the information about your bank account, your checking account, your average balances, how often you overdraw, if you do at all, those kinds of things. Evidence of regular payments. And those are all things that are predictive. And so this new score, you know, done in conjunction with Experian and Finicity, does exactly that.
So the big question everyone wants to know, and then we're going to move on to the business side of the business. Any advice of what people could do today if they're listening in and they say, you know, a lot of people listening in, they built their own company, they bankrolled it through their credit cards, you know, things like that. And what advice do you have to people to improve your credit score? Because that ties into the very fabric of your financial stability.
That's absolutely true. Well, we look at what the FICO score looks at is your behavior over time. So you want to be consistent in paying in a timely way. Don't be late. You want to be consistent in staying within your credit line. Don't overdo it. And, in fact, don't even go too close to it all the time. You don't want to be maxed out right all the time. You want to bring that up and down. So regular payments, good behavior. That's the most fundamental thing you can do, and that's a traditional way to repair credit.
And if they want something, what is the website they go to for the Ultra?
UltraFICO.com or Experian.com.
There you go. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Will Lansing, who is the CEO of FICO. So we've talked about the credit business, but you have an enormous business, and by the way, want to credit you because since you became CEO in 2012, it's grown 400%. Talk about what your actual business is in predictive analytics, and I know that you've said you have, and everyone says, this great customer service, this unique style of customer experience.
Yeah, so we're an old company, right? We were started in the 1950s by data scientists and analytic types, operations research types, who were busy trying to optimize things, developed scores, and developed other kinds of analytic tools to use data to make predictions. And so that, you know, that's kind of the core. And we grew up doing that in the 60s and 70s and 80s. We went public in the 80s. And what we have done over the last 20 years, but really a lot in the last 5 or 6 years, is focus on what we do really well, which is predicting consumer behavior. And so what do you do with that? You want to look at data, make a data-driven decision about how to interact with a consumer. And so if you're a B2C company with consumers, with consumer customers, how are you going to optimize your interactions? Everything from acquiring them as a customer to managing the relationship.
Any type company?
Any consumer company. Any company that has consumers. It could be utilities and telcos. It can be auto companies. It can be banks, obviously, use our stuff a lot. And it's really focused on optimizing the interactions of consumers for B2C companies. And that's the software comes in many flavors, but that's the core, the essence of it.
So when you go to a company, and I know that you work with most banks, and there's a lot of retail companies as well that you're working with, what is your customer model? What are you going to go to them and you're going to say, here is the problem you have? What problem are they going to have? Is it how to acquire new customers? Is it how to manage? Is it how to use predictive analytics so they could say, here are customers who we should reach out to in a different capacity? What is really the sweet spot of your new value proposition? Because it's about 70% of your business.
It is, that's right. Well, so historically, companies have been organized around products, not around customers. And so you'd have different sales entities working on selling a particular product to a consumer or to another company. And today, everybody wants to be customer-centric, 360-degree view, customer journey, and it's all about what can we look at holistically to optimize the relationship with the consumer. And so, yes, marketing, we have marketing services that help you to acquire customers. We have originations capability that helps financial services enter into loan arrangements, line management, customer management, again, trying to maximize the benefits that a consumer gets from a relationship.
Give me an example of a customer you're working with.
Well, our customers are all the major banks. So you take the top 10 banks, and they are all our customers. And we do these kind of core consumer-facing things for them, line management. And we also have a big fraud business. We handle about 90% of credit card fraud transactions consumer credit card transactions to detect fraud. And so that's another big business for us.
Okay. After the break, we're going to talk about how you grew the company. But are there any specifics that a company out there should look for if they're looking to work with a FICO? What are the telltale signs they should say? And are they too small? Is it, do you only work with the large companies?
We tend to work with the larger companies because we do.
Usually over 10,000 people, over a billion in revenue.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And not that we can't work with smaller companies, but it's more typical that we work with larger companies. I think any company that is making important decisions in a less than fact-based way stands to benefit from working with us. So in the old days, you'd have rules of thumb. You'd have the way Charlie always did business. You know, there's the institutional wisdom about how to run a particular part of a business. And today, you know, while we still respect that, you want to be able to bring data to the party and make the absolute best decision in every instance that you can using the data. And so that's really what the software does.
About to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out how you grew 400% over 6 years.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Will Lansing, who is the CEO of FICO. So when you took over in 2012 as CEO, you look now in 2018, you've grown 400%. Tell exactly what the situation was when you got here and what your strategy was to grow.
Well, so there's a few things going on in the software business that that we worked on over the last 5 years, 6 years, that have made a difference. Historically, our software and most software companies sold their software on a license basis. It was installed on-premise at the customer's premises, and so it was kind of a put it in and then they run it. The model today increasingly is a cloud computing, cloud ready, cloud software, SaaS. And so we're very focused on that too. And so all of our application software, all of our solutions are now available in the cloud, which means you don't have to have your own data center. You can just come to us and buy our services and solutions on a variable basis.
Okay, but Will, there are tons of software companies everywhere. What do you have that no one else has? Is there anything or not?
Well, thank you. We have well over 100 patents. We're very good at analytics. We're very good at understanding consumer behavior. And not just understanding, because most companies have trouble making actionable the things that they learn. Our software is designed to take these actions, turn them into decisions, so that when you're interacting with a customer, you do something specific. And so it's very practical. Usually, it contributes to revenue for our customers.
Okay. So when I was reading up about you, what it says here is we bring vision to life. We are laser focused on customer experience. So you, in a sense, you help the customers help their customers.
Exactly.
What do you do for your customer experience? Do you have any unique practices?
We can always be better, but I would say that we don't overextend ourselves. So we focus on
good for FICO, right?
We focus on the larger customers, mm-hmm. and we try to serve them really well, like extraordinarily well. Good coverage, make sure that we have all the right solution providers in the room to get it right. And we tend to we do a lot less work with much smaller companies that we wouldn't be able to support adequately. Now, luckily, we have a lot of partners who do that for us. So mm-hmm. we'll put our software into a TSYS or First Data or an FIS, into these other big processing companies, and they use our software to interact with their customers.
So where do you think your business will go over the next 5 years?
Well, I believe that every business will need to make fact-based decisions. It will not be acceptable to just do it the way you've always done it, to do it based on rules of thumb. You have to have much more precision-oriented decisioning and based on data. And so I think that's what we're going to see over the next 5 years is people doing it. Now, why suddenly now? I mean, we're a 50-year-old company. Why right now? Well, historically, if you wanted to predict consumer behavior on anything, you'd go find a single data set that had the most predictive value for that thing, and then you'd go make a decision about that. That's like the credit bureau data we were just talking about with the FICO scores. But today, you can mix and match data. We live in a world where it's easy to take data from a lot of different sources, structured and unstructured data, bring it all together, apply analytics and decisioning, and then produce at much lower cost than ever in the past decisions that can be implemented, decisions that are actionable.
So I know that you're involved with a lot of sports. I know that you're snowboarding, mountain biking. Let's go to the personal side of you. What have you learned from all of those athletic endeavors that's helped you be a CEO?
You know, I look, it's nice to have an exercise physical outlet besides just working in an office building. So that's, I recommend it to everyone. Those particular sports, you know, snowboarding is just thrilling, and mountain biking equally thrilling. And in fact, mountain biking, getting better every day. I just got an electric mountain bike, and it's a game changer. And there's nothing I can't climb now.
And wow. So and for a guy who measures risk, that's pretty big.
It's really a great sport. I recommend it to everyone.
Yeah. Let's talk about your leadership philosophy. So you're managing an organization, if I understand correctly, about 3,500 people.
That's right.
What is your general philosophy? You've had a number of management positions. Even at NBC, you were head of Internet, president of Internet. How would you define what Will Lansing? Oh my God! What Will Lansing? Leadership philosophy is?
You know, I've had the benefit of working with some really great mentors. I worked with Jack Welch. I worked with Lou Gerstner. I've worked with some strong mentors. And so you pick up different things from different ones. I would say that at the core, I'm all about having a highly collaborative culture. So there's no room for super arrogant people and people who don't get along with the team. There's no room for that in our company. And part of it is our history. We grew up as kind of a almost academic environment where people were very collaborative, and it wasn't cutthroat. But today, you know, we're in business and we're trying to make things work. But we still have hung on to this very collaborative culture. That's important. One of the things I learned from Jack Welch was, if you don't like the results that you're seeing, you know, your instinct is to go fire somebody or to chew out the manager who owns this lack of results that you want. And what he pointed out, which I've used ever since, is we only keep good people. We fire the bad people. And the people who work for us are generally competent, and they're generally intelligent, and they're generally doing what they're supposed to be doing. And if you're not getting the results you want, it's probably because you put the wrong incentives in place. You're probably asking them to do X, but you're measuring them on Y. And they're rational, and so they go do Y, not X. And so a lot of it is just look at the reward systems, look at the incentives, and how your employees are going to respond to that.
That's interesting to really focus on the incentive programs. How about managing your executive management team?
I give them a lot of leeway. My executive management team is absolutely stellar. Every single person on that team is just a superstar. And so I know when to not mess around and give them the room to do the things they need to do, and then I parachute in where appropriate, you know, where there's an issue or where I have some domain expertise that can bring a little something to the party.
Yeah, I know David Stern from the NBA once told me, never underestimate the power of episodic micromanagement. He said, avoid it, but episodically.
Yeah.
And any other advice that you have to CEOs? You have about 1 minute left.
Well, you know, this is not exactly rocket science. People are the whole game. So be really careful about your recruiting. Make sure that you're holding the standards high. Be quick to make changes when you need to. And take care of your people, and you'll get great results out of them.
And again, if anyone happens to be interested in the Ultra FICO score, what is the website for that?
UltraFICO.com.
There, we could have had that. Well, I want to tell you, Will, it is a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Great to be here, Robert.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. And what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with John Driscoll. How are you, John?
I'm great, Robert.
And John is the CEO of CareCentrix. Now, what's going to be really interesting is he's going to actually give some of the solutions to the economic challenges with healthcare in America. And you would probably say it all starts with home.
Well, it all starts with cost, actually, and lack of control. I mean, what drives people crazy about healthcare is how much it costs and how little control they have. And our mission at CareCentrix is to help people heal and age at home. But you got to start with the unfair burden of healthcare costs and the sort of sense of a lack of control that every patient feels, and certainly every CEO feels as they're looking at that cost budget grow every year.
And you and I were talking earlier, healthcare is unique in that it impacts people viscerally and impacts the society, and as you said, CEOs, it's a major part of their P&L.
Well, and I think the thing that we want to convey is that there are ways to solve that, but you got to get directly involved. You talked about CEOs being involved in hospitals. I think we need just a majority movement to demand more innovation and to make some of those connections between innovations we're seeing in the rest of the economy and healthcare. At CareCentrix, that's one of the things we're trying to do is draw that connection between the innovations that have given people more control and information in other parts of their life and bring it to healthcare. We're focused on bringing care home, but part of it's by taking advantage of a lot of the innovations that are going on throughout America.
What are the innovations?
Well, I think first is that we shouldn't have a system where your bank, my mother's bank knows where she is, but Blue Cross Blue Shield doesn't. I mean, we can actually create collaborative
software. You can use an ATM anywhere, and yet you go into a hospital, no one knows what
blood type. How about that your doctor doesn't know you're there, or your family doesn't? So we've built software using Salesforce Rails to help everyone who is part of a family or part of a care team with the right permissions can know exactly where you are.
So that's one of the first things that you do at CareCentrix is you have the software that's going to be like a GPS on a person so everyone on the team that's vital knows exactly where they're at and what's happening.
Well, think about it. The GPS identifiers are already there.
Right.
They're just not connected and presented to doctors and family members. So think of it as much more like Facebook and Messenger coming together so that you can actually know where people are, which is crazy. So our mission is to help people heal and age at home. But in order to do that, we first need to start to connect families and caregivers and doctors to what happens to patients after discharge. And so we started to build this collaborative software just because we realized there weren't those connective, that we needed to build that connective tissue that should exist, but frankly exists in every other part of the economy. Your bank has it. Your insurance company has it. Why shouldn't we provide that same kind of connective tissue in healthcare?
So let's start off and talk with CareCentrix, what your model is. Then we're going to talk about clinical, and then we're going to talk about economics.
Awesome. Well, quite simply, we're very motivated to help people heal and age at home. We believe that care at home is the single greatest opportunity to lower costs and improve outcomes in healthcare. But we think that it requires a team to do that, and it requires a group of innovators to get there. And at CareCentrix, we work currently primarily with health plans, basically taking risk for patients post-discharge. And the reason is we think we can dramatically reduce readmissions. We can dramatically increase care in the home and dramatically increase the number of families that are aging healthy in a healthy way at home. So we're serving health plans, helping patients and their families take advantage of those opportunities.
So would you call yourself a software company, a payer company?
Really, we're a services company. And to some degree, Robert, our job is to, through information, influence putting our folks in people's homes or discharge planners to create sort of a superpower for doctors and families to do the things that they know they want to do but they don't have access to, connect to families, reduce the non-clinical barriers to care, make sure you know what your diagnosis is and you've got transportation. All those little things that if you don't take care of them will land someone back in the hospital or will prevent them from being able to avoid a nursing home stay. No family wants their family members to spend any more time in the hospital or nursing home than they need to. And from a CEO perspective, it's the most expensive place to get care. So we as a services company help connect all the different elements of the care team and patients and families so that they can actually take more control to do the right things, do the things they know could be possible by empowering them to be aware of patients and where they are and where they are and the alternatives that exist. Software for us is a tool, but we're just really taking a bunch of individuals who are involved and creating a team to take care of that patient.
And you know what, John? You are exactly right. I was talking recently with my good friend Joanne Jenkins, who's the CEO of AARP, and they do more research than anyone on what seniors want. I was going to say thank you because I am a member now. I'm not as proud that I am, but I am. You know, I've reached that point in life. Yeah. But she said the key with everything all seniors want, the vast majority, is to stay at home if they could. They want to figure out a way to do that.
It's incredibly powerful, and a lot of the risk and the management currently is broken up. So we serve health plans, and we go to health plans, and we say, look, we will work with you to take risk to keep people out of hospitals and nursing homes. We will then work with doctors, discharge planners, nurses, and families to help make that happen. Our job is to create that services layer, add software, bring a certain practical idealism to it, and empower folks to stay there, because you're on a really important point. It's not just staying at home that drives seniors crazy. It's the lack of control, but that affects every family with someone who's sick. No one enters the healthcare system with anything other than a deep sense of vulnerability and a lack of control. Our job at CareCentrix is to help create more control and influence over healthcare, because there's a lot more we can do. We, in the United States, we pay twice as much as we should versus any other industrialized nation and get half the outcomes. At CareCentrix, we can't solve all of that, but if we can create more alternatives to get care at home and empower doctors, discharge planners, and families with the information they need, we can dramatically lower costs and improve outcomes and create that sense of control and influence over your own healthcare destiny that folks in the rest of the industrialized world have.
And let's talk about technology, because right now AI is driving a lot of home healthcare. I mean, I'm picturing my mom will probably say, Alexa, get me a car to take me to McDonald's. Now, the good news is all of a sudden the car shows up, driverless car. But maybe the bad news is that car is not going to take her to McDonald's, because the car is talking with her PDA and saying it's not the healthiest place, and it takes her to another restaurant.
It's actually,
But what's happening in home? What's the potential of machines? What's the good and the bad of moving?
Well, I actually think it's incredibly good. We were actually the first, CareCentrix was the first company to partner to create a healthcare empowered Alexa app where we could call directly to nurses. And we're actually leveraging with big data partners, taking advantage of all of the data sets that are available. What does that mean to you as a CEO or as a patient? Is that we'll start to be able to create intelligent pathways that will anticipate the non-clinical barriers to care. You've got a new diagnosis of diabetes. The next 20 minutes of what the doctor says, you're not going to hear, because you're just shocked by the diagnosis.
This is the biggest point. So you're able to help. So they follow through
that,
the plan.
And then we can follow up with notes to the family.
That's great.
Repeat with the plan. Send a diabetes educator, because we know.
So you're going to change the readmit so people are not coming back into the hospital.
No, readmissions, we should have half as many readmissions as we do today in America. But where we can use big data is not to get in the place of any caregiver, but to empower everyone.
Exactly.
To take where we see things are going wrong and anticipate it, so that the car is already organized to take you to the doctor before you set that up. So the Alexa, ideally in an AI-enabled world, Alexa's saying to my mother, Jane, do you have transport to Boston from Cape Cod next Thursday, because you've got a test you need to hit? If you don't, we'll set one up with Uber or Lyft. You pick. We want to be able to leverage big data to anticipate the dumb things that go wrong every day, or just the human burden of how complex this stuff is. We're not dealing, it's not machine to person to machine. It's vulnerable patients who are in a complex care loop. Why can't our job at CareCentrix is to leverage AI and big data to make it simple and make it and to allow the heart-centered caregiving to happen without complexity. We should be able to simplify doing the right things.
What is the website if someone wants to find out about CareCentrix?
www.carecentrix.com.
You said that quickly. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the whole economics model and the business case for moving back to the home and what CareCentrix is doing to transform healthcare.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Back in a few.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and Pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Robert Reese, and we're on the CEO Show with John Driscoll, the CEO of CareCentrix. So let's talk about the economics of what CareCentrix is doing and how it's going to improve the economics of healthcare in America.
Well, what we do is CareCentrix contracts with health plans and employers to basically take risk at lowering costs and improving outcomes. And then we work and organize with doctors and hospitals to allow them to do a better job. The reality is many doctors and hospitals are already either on risk or performance models. And so when we deliver the results of lowering costs and improving outcomes, it's also helping doctors and hospitals achieve their quality and income goals. But the primary economic model that's really transforming healthcare is taking risk. And we will actually, CareCentrix will actually take risk from health plans to reduce readmissions and to increase care at home.
Let's talk about innovation, because I know at heart you're an innovation guy with all your days at Priceline and everything. You're smiling on that one. What are you doing from an innovation standpoint? And you've 2,200 people at CareCentrix. How do you build a culture of innovation?
Well, I think the first thing is to realize that healthcare is not terribly innovative. Healthcare is sort of between two and three, between the military and education in terms of lack of innovation. So part of it is creating forums, educating folks to sort of leverage all of the best examples of the world outside of healthcare, particularly technology and consumer goods. If you think about what's going on in hardware and software, it's a faster innovation loop. So what we do is we partner with big data and software partners outside, and then we create forums for our own teams to sort of brainstorm about, okay, what's the best thing that you've, whether, so the reason why we were the first group to come up with an Alexa app is we literally have innovation forums where our leadership teams say, okay, for Constraints Unbound, what should we do today that would delight patients that they didn't realize they needed? And one of our people said, well, how about we have a direct Alexa app to talk to a nurse so that we have almost the constant telepresence. Well, that's a great idea. Why shouldn't we collaborate with all of the new transportation vendors to make it simple to set up not the medical transportation, but conventional transportation? It's the combination of leveraging the best examples from outside and not be constrained. The typical thing in an industry is you sort of look at your competitors and what they're thinking. We go back to sort of the old Bobby Kennedy quote. And some people look at things and say, why? We try to dream of things that haven't been and say, why not? And if you're going to do that, you've got to look outside of healthcare because you're, for the most part, your best innovations, the things that are going to challenge the status quo, are going to come from industries where there's a faster cycle time of innovation. And then creating the room for your managers, your teams, to actually dream. We will throw away 8 ideas out of 10, but 2 will be great. And the fact that we can then put them in will inspire people to put more great ideas on the table, next week.
So let's say all those great ideas came to fruition. It's 5 years from now. What can healthcare in America look like?
Well, I think it's more patient and family centric.
Mm-hmm.
It's more technology enabled. There are
self diagnostics.
I think it's auto self would be the wrong
precision
way to think about
medicine.
It's the constant support of intelligent decision making on the part of the doctor, the hospital, and the patient. I mean, what AI really does. There's a first long list of dumb things that we can avoid because we know what they are today. We're helping stop the dumb things from happening and reduce readmissions, as you said. But in future state, you're going to see augmented intelligence that is in every part of the healthcare system. So a doctor will have more information available and more alternatives based on big data. A nurse will. A non-clinical social worker will. And we will be able to anticipate and solve problems before they get worse. Think of all of the things that go wrong for a diabetic. Diabetes is a disease of complexity. Imagine if the family, the patient, the workplace, the doctor, and the nurse all have information about what could go wrong and how to prevent it upstream. I think that it's intelligence as a superpower in some ways, because that augmented and sort of intelligent partner is going to be with you throughout your before you get sick, and if you get sick, through all of the elements of the care loop. And I think what that's going to mean in a connected, intelligent world is you're going to have half as many days in hospitals and nursing homes, many more healthy days, and a real possibility where people can heal and age at home. And that's why we're building CareCentrics with that superstructure to be able to accelerate that future and to show people what's possible in small and large ways.
So let's talk. What exactly will CareCentrics be doing in that model going forward?
I think it's a combination of...
Is it more of the same, more of technology, more of connections,
I think it's a funny mix of both, because we believe at CareCentrics that healthcare is a team sport undermined by individual incentives. And so to some degree that people... Mm-hmm. part really matters.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is we believe that it's cold and in many ways patients are treated like transactions as opposed to people. So it needs to be more heart-centered. So we want to be an agent to make healthcare more heart-centered and connected, informed, connected, and intelligent and centeredness. And if we can realize that all these intelligent tools that are outside of healthcare can be applied a little bit right now, we'll change healthcare and transform it dramatically over the next 10 years in America.
I do have to say, it's an incredible model, and you're right at the intersection of where technology is going, the payer model, moving to the home, all of the trends that are happening. You're right there. But here's the thing. I hadn't heard of CareCentrics that much.
Well,
we're
a $1.6 billion business in a $4 trillion market. And so I think... But you don't hear about the innovators until they've succeeded. Remember, you only realize you've got success when you see it in the rearview mirror. So we hope that you will be hearing a lot more about CareCentrics in one level. And the other level is, wouldn't it be great if you heard less about the companies and more about happy, healthy patients and families?
There you go. And we have 1 minute left. Could you sum up your leadership philosophy for all the CEOs listening out?
Well, I think everybody's got different ones, but for me, the power of leaders is to dream the impossible or the near possible, show a path of how people can get there, and give them a sense that they can do more than they could imagine. And you do that by creating an environment of team, by creating a sense of trust, by connecting with your people, but remembering that at no level is it all about you. It's all about serving the mission, the organization, the team. If your team believes that, they'll believe more in themselves and more of their own ability to actually create the future we all want to see, which is a future where patients are taken care of, healthcare costs less, and people feel more in control of their healthcare destiny.
On that inspirational note, John, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.